Yeah, this is interesting. I was living in a small apartment, in small ass apartment, in Hollywood. And I was, and there's no windows. I was like in a cell. It was a cheap one. And I don't know. I was just my mind. I was thinking too much again. And it was 3 o'clock in the morning. And I was imagining. I don't know. I was just getting worked up and very angry and very upset with nobody to talk to about how people can go through life and set up a life or just do nothing. And from all sides, somewhere, there'll be these forces coming in on them to totally, like, wreck them, cripple them, thwart them. Presidents, killers, policemen, you know, criminals. There's life beyond this. I've always grown up to believe. All right, and I just thought that, you know, if it's just a message for people that if you really think that snuffing out joy and snuffing out innocence is where it's at in this life, it's over for you already.
I want all the nuclear warheads across the world to take the nuclear stuff out and put either cottage cheese or some excellent weed. And so when it explodes, and we'll send all the bombs to Russia in a show of goodwill, and we'll ply them with weed. I think that'll be good.
That'll change everyone's head.
I think so. Wouldn't that be great? Like, global weeding? Like, global high? That'd be awesome. It's pretty hippie of me, but I think it's a better idea than being turned into melting skeletons.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's what I'd like for Christmas.
Well, fair enough. And all of a sudden, the West Indies would become the most powerful nation on Earth, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but I can dig that, Hank.
Oh.
I mean, as long as there's no tariffs on their exports.
Jeff, what was the first song you ever wrote?
A piece of crap.
A piece of crap.